Praise the Lord.
Climb the up to here. Hallelujah. Great to see you. How many's looking for a move of God in your life? I think of that scripture where the psalmist said, truly God is good to Israel. But then he added, but as for me, I was almost gone. I was just about out of it. Now I'm going to tell you, I love you, but me matters too. You know, if you're shouting on one leg and I'm dying, that's important to me. I want to get into this too, don't you? You know these folks that go to church all the time that are in that shape. They see the pastor get in and turn red and kick his leg. But they don't ever move, don't ever feel it, don't ever get it. Huh? I want to get it tonight, don't you? He said, when I went into the sanctuary, then I understood their end. And, amen. And things got going better. I would to God that in this meeting, aren't you glad to be here?
Yeah.
I would to God that, amen, we would everyone get closer than we've ever been in our life to the Lord. You know, I hear God saying, I'm all for it. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Isn't that right? Boy, it's great to be here. And I couldn't remember if Wednesday night was a shouting night or not. I guess it's not. It probably must be tomorrow night. I can get, you know, I've been coming a long time, but I don't remember how the schedule runs. But I'll tell you, I'm ready when you are. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise the Lord. Man, it's good to see everybody. I know we're not in this by ourselves, and everybody says thank God for that. I'm going to Book of Luke tonight, and good to see everybody. All of you that I know and don't know, and you that I've forgotten, and you that I, you know, my mind. One man I heard the other day said that he prayed for his memory, and it got so good he's remembering things that never happened. I'm not sure he got healed, Brother Hill. Are you? He thought the Lord really moved for him, remembering things that hadn't even happened yet. Amen. I've been coming for several years, and I'm a lot more of a man than I used to be. It slows me down a little bit. But you pray, Lord, to give me strength. I pull this around with me. I want to preach something. Now, I won't listen. I want to tell you, you better perk up and listen, because I don't preach long time sometimes. And this might be one of them. And I don't want to be done before y'all get ready to get started. So, I'm going to turn to Luke 2. And this message tonight, I know it's simple. And you'll see a pattern in that probably this week in my preaching. And the second chapter of Luke. I sure love for the Lord to anoint us and help us tonight. I really enjoyed coming and watching the Lord build this church and this meeting and these lives and watching his family grow and all your families. And I remember a lot of you came and you're still here. Praise God. And now your children's growing up, and some of them's having children, and man, sky's the limit. Now, if you don't like optimism, you're going to be sad tonight, because I am a positive person. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Do you know who said the phrase, leap for joy? Does anybody know who the first person was that ever said, leap for joy? I think I've got one on you. Jesus said it. Don't act like you don't believe that. Jesus said it. Leap for joy. Yeah. Praise God. Don't get nervous. Wait till the Holy Ghost gets on you. But I think the Lord was the greatest optimist that ever lived. Wasn't He? Praise God. Luke chapter 2. You going to help me? Chapter 2, Luke. Now, I want you to go with me here. Now, when I read this, and I don't mean to be out of the way, but I thought this was incredible. And when I read it, I know you're going to understand. This elder preacher here has preached this many times. If you feel like preaching it while I'm preaching it. 30 years ago, I got to preach it. All right. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Verse 41 of Luke 2. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year, talking about Jesus' parents. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Now, there's so much preaching in this scripture. And I ain't no need of me going, I mean, I want you to get, I want you to see the tradition here, the custom, the devotion in this family. You got folks here, Brother Prescott, that are very devoted people. That's right. I hope you don't think I'm getting off my authority here. And I don't want you to think I'm being negative here, but I want you to see how this happened, what I'm getting ready to preach to. I know I've got you in the dark. You may be there for 2 or 3 days. I don't know. I hope not. Amen. But they went up every year at the Feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days and they returned, the child, Jesus, tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Now there may be more in this than I'm reading. Maybe there's a commentary out there that would help me see this. But it seems incredible to me that Jesus could be left behind without Mama knowing it. Now, I know, y'all, Brother Prescott, you didn't jump off, did you? Stay with me now. I mean, it just seems incredible to me. Now, I know Mary is the sweetest woman on the earth. I know that. I'm not being critical of her. I'm just wondering. How did this happen? Did you ever wonder that? Well, stay with me now, because I feel them barbs coming back at me. And I got to get out of this real quick. We don't want to... But the Bible, look at this. Now here explains a little bit. This explains a little bit of how Jesus, amen, was lost to them for a space of a whole day's journey. You say, well, what's a day? You tell me what a day is without Jesus. Huh? Now I know. I'm going to let you sit down in a minute. Amen. But, I think this might be a key to this. Verse 44. But they, supposing him to have been in the company. Now, that supposition here might be a triggering bit of information. Amen. That allowed them to go a whole day's journey without the Son of God. That supposing. Amen. Now I want you to pray for me here. They went a day's journey and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And they found him not. They turned back. Amen. I want to preach tonight on dangerous suppositions. And I'm going to, that's just a title. I'm going to preach from these scriptures and try to be a blessing and try to get us at this altar. I want you to lift your hand this way, please, while you're standing. Ask the Lord to help me preach to you a little bit here tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for standing. I before I leave you hanging here on this, I want to realize that as I pondered, amen, this, how this could be, is this ready? All right. As I pondered how, you know, praise the Lord. You know, I remember the day when the angel visited Mary and told her, amen, that she was going to be with child and never knew a man. And I think about that day when that angel, hear me now, I'm going to be done here before you know it, so I want you to perk up here. But I want to tell you, amen, that had to be a one. I don't have time to go back and read it to you. Amen. How many remembers the visitation of the angel? Amen. Mary, thou highly favored among women. What a day that was. Amen. Praise God. And the angel told her that the rise and fall of nations, amen, was going to be in this man, this boy, this child of God that she was going to bear. Amen. What a day it was. And the Bible said she pondered, amen, these things in her heart. Amen. She knew, amen, that this baby, amen, was going to be God's son. Oh, what a monumental morning that had to be. And now, amen, now, amen, and I hope you don't take me wrong, amen, but now, amen, he is out of her presence. Amen. Not only does that seem a little unusual to me, amen, because my wife and I had 5 children, and I tell you, amen, even at 12 years old, amen, that child didn't go very far, amen, from that mother, amen, though she began to look and wonder and ponder, where is, are you with me? How many is with me here? Amen. And hardly ever, amen, was it a whole day, and they never had conversation with them, amen, and never had an audience with them. You're not getting this, are you? It just seems a little bit absurd, amen, and I'm not being critical, amen, and I'll tell you what caused me not to be so critical, was when I considered, amen, how blessed we've been in our lives, and sometimes people that have had wonderful experiences with the Lord will go a lot farther than a day's journey without the presence of the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, you wonder sometimes why, amen, we come to the house of the Lord and the service is so bound and the service is so draggy and the service is so, amen, lacks, amen, enthusiasm, amen, lacks intensity, lacks devotion, lacks worship, amen. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Look around. Have we left, amen, Jesus somewhere, amen, behind? Supposition. Here's the key. And I think this is the key to our separation from the Lord sometimes. How many is with me here tonight? Are you with me? Well, I'm serious about this. I need Him. I need Him. And here is the awesome miracle of this. Amen. That we actually, amen, the veil in the temple has been rent in twain from top to bottom. Hebrews said we can go boldly into the throne of grace and obtain help and find mercy or ever other way around. Amen. What a privilege His presence is. I was as a preacher tonight. I said, what a privilege His presence is. Amen. Why would we not, amen, keep Him near us when we have the privilege and the possibility and the potential of having His presence with us. Amen. Christ, you're not going to believe this, in us. I'll tell you, listen to me now. Whoo, feel the Holy Ghost in here. Anybody else feel Him? You know what we're doing? Oh, we're devoted enough. We do our custom. We're at church when the door is open. We've just left the Lord somewhere. Oh, you're not with me, are you? Praise God. Amen. We can run a while, Brother Blue, about on our customary. I've known preachers and even preach for a while without Him because they knew just what to say, how to say it, well, illustration to tell, amen, and which shoulder to rub. Are you listening to me? Amen. But listen, the power of our movement is not our creed. It is not our credentials. It is the presence of God in our lives. The holiness we have, the sanctification we have, will be measured in the presence of the Lord in our life. Woo! You know what you got when you got the rules kept? When you've got the rules kept and you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're a hypocrite. Now, if I said that too harshly, I can say it again a little softer. Am I preaching right or not? Huh? And I believe in holiness. I believe in cleaning up. And I believe in modesty. I really do. In church and out. Huh? I believe in that. I believe in all of that. And I could go down the line, pull out the old clothesline. Some people don't like it. I like that all right. Once in a while, just pull her out. Amen. And preach a little holiness. A whole lot of holiness. Amen. But I want to tell you, if you get it, amen, and leave Christ behind. Amen. Come on now. After a while, our travels will be travail. Are you listening? And we'll look around and realize, amen, have you seen Jesus today? Have you seen Jesus today? Have you seen Jesus today? He was just right here, I suppose. Amen. Come on now. I want you to help me preach a little. Amen. Have you seen Jesus today? And this may be going a little far. Am I doing any good yet? This may be going a little too far. But to live in... But under suppositions is to live in a land of make-believe. Whew. Boy, it's quiet in here for Holiness Church, I tell you. That's what happened. That's what the fear I have. My little old church down there in the mountains, you ought to come and see me sometime. Huh? You know what I fear down there? And you know, we have a decent crowd comes. On Easter, we have people I have to introduce myself to. You know, a little humor there. Y'all believe in a little humor. Yeah. We'll have 175 on Easter. And on the day of Pentecost, not have half of them. Are y'all out there? Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise God. Amen. You know what I fear in my church? Amen. The Lord's church. You know what I fear? Amen. Is us get busy. Oh, we come up to the Sabbath. We come up to the Passover every year. It's written right there in the Bible. They never missed. They knew what it was all about. And I'm not condemning these sweet, precious people. And I'm not condemning you either, you sweet, precious people. You. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, we need to pay more attention to the presence
presence of Christ in our midst and not leave Him out of our company. Woo! Come on now!
Supposing Him to be in the company. I don't know who it was that first noticed. You know, we're going to have revival at the Martinsville Church of Truth. I hope that's where it is. Is that what it is? We're going to have revival when somebody wakes up to the fact we've left Jesus behind. We haven't spoke to Him today. Even in the choir singing, and I felt the Lord in your singing. But you know, Christ is not necessarily in harmony. The Oak Ridge boys can harmonize. They just can't get haircuts. Y'all may not know them old critters, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If we just go through, we know what we're doing. Hey, and I know you're saying, you're making a lot more out of this than they really ought to be. But I want to tell you, if it was me, amen, and I was Joseph, and I'd had an angel say, don't fear about marrying this woman, for this is of the Lord. Amen. If I knew my wife, amen, and had a child, and had never known a man, and this child was walking around on 2 feet, and he was a virgin birth, and he was deity, are you listening to me? I think I want to keep my eyes on Him. Hallelujah. How about you? Amen. I'll tell you, I've been here when the Holy Ghost moved on this altar. Amen. And people got the Holy Ghost. And people got sanctified. And people got jerked loose. I've been here when conviction rolled. But if we take our eyes off of Jesus, we'll leave Him behind. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. You've not only gone a day's journey, you went years away from His presence. Oh, I wish I could preach to you a little bit here tonight. Praise God. Make believe. Now, I know that seems a little harsh. But to suppose something that is not so is living in a land of make-believe. I tell you, I don't want to die living in the land of make-believe. I thought, huh? You hear me now. You remember that man that had a barn that was full of stuff? And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build greater and I'll. He had eye problem. Are you listening? Huh? He said, but you know, amen, he was living in make-believe. Amen. He said, amen, take thine ease. He said to his soul, he probably said to his soul, amen, take thy ease. And his soul probably said, don't do me like this. I'll tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. Amen. He was just imagining. He didn't have tomorrow in his grasp. Are you listening to me? Amen. He had to cross that long, wide river of darkness to get to the next day. And he never made it. Amen. Are y'all with me? Y'all ain't helping me. That's all right. I'm not mad at you. I want to just preach to you a little bit. Supposing him to be in the company. Huh? Are you listening? Oh, I want to preach to you. Amen. Samson flirted around. That's a good term to use. Flirted with disaster. Followed the harlots down. The Delilahs of the world. And you know, he would shake himself. And the Spirit of God would come on him from time to time. He carried off the gates, amen, of the city. Am I boring you? I want to preach to you. I want to keep you up at night. If you've let the Lord, amen, slip out of your life. You know what Samson thought? You know what he thought. He said, I've done this before. Amen. I'll do like I've done other times. I'll just shake myself. Amen. And God's Spirit will move on me like He always has. He supposed He could keep on flirting with the devil. Amen. And not lose the power of God. You know what the Bible, how many knows what the Bible said? Now I'm going to tell you something. If you walk away from that sanctified experience and that fresh experience with the Lord every day and that communion with Him, amen. Come on now. Mary and Joseph went a day's journey and it took them 3 days when they backtracked. But I'll tell you what I like. If you've left that place, amen, of fellowship with Jesus, amen, it don't matter how embarrassed you might get, you're going to have to backtrack. I don't know what it is about holiness people. Come on now. But they don't want anybody to think that they're going to have to actually repent and ask for help from God. And so they go home as miserable as when they came. A few more minutes. Whew. Praise God. The Bible said Samson wist not. He knew not. He was living in a land of make-believe. How many is helping this preacher preach? Is that where we are? Is that where we are? Samson, the Philistines be upon thee. Well, just, can you imagine the pity of this sheared man shaking himself? Oh, the awakening that he'd lost it. How did he lose it? Killed 1,000 Philistines with one jawbone of a donkey. Carried the gates of Gaza off on his back. Caught the foxes and tied their tails together. How can a man like this? It's the supposition that I can keep moving in this errant way and keep the power of the Holy Ghost. It will not happen. I wish I was the preacher. You deserve better than this. Supposing, I'm about done. Supposing they turn back seeking Him. We'll have revival if folks will turn back and seek Him. You'll notice it took longer to find Him than it did to lose Him. But I'll tell you, I feel like David said, Lord, take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. He messed up. David did a horrible crime. And he had seen Saul when the Spirit had left him. And it was haunting his life, Brother Jimmy. Don't take Your Spirit from me. Amen. I've done a horrible thing. My sin is ever before me. Lord, restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation. Lord, don't let Your Spirit. I want to tell you, does the Pentecostal holiness, amen, sanctified people, amen, do we still love the presence of the Lord? Do we still crave a spontaneous moving, eruption of the Spirit that causes us to weep, that causes us to shout out loud, that causes us to dance, that causes us to go out in the world and be a witness in a flame of fire? Come on, church. Amen. We've left the Lord behind. We need to turn back and seek Him. Just as discouraging as Supposing he's there when he's not is supposing he's not when he is. Mary took the spices to anoint a dead friend. Her dead friend spoke to her. Are you listening to me? How did that happen? Some of you are in here tonight and you say, I've served the Lord and amen, you've left me. Lord, look at these footprints. And is this not, Lord, where you left me here? He said, no, that's where I carried you. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Are you still? I'm not turning this sermon. I just want you to get, amen, what I'm saying here. We need to have, amen, a knowledge, an opening, a waking awareness that God is in this place. Amen. That's what Jacob said. Amen. He said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Amen. Are you with me, church? Oh, come on now. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. We're going to quit here in just a minute. And I want to stir somebody in this house tonight. Amen. And I hope I've not made Mary and Joseph look evil or something. Amen. And I'm not trying to make you seem evil. Amen. But we can in the midst of our rituals and our customs. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll suppose he's here when he's not there. Would you stand with me tonight? Come on now. Somebody come to the piano. I want you to bow your heads with me right here. Now, I'll say this right here. There's some things in life that we take caution with. And most of the time we take for granted the most precious things in our life. Our health, our friendships. But all you ask is where our deed is to our property, we know where that's at. How we'll be so cautious to keep the things that really don't matter and let the sentinel of our soul fall asleep. How many knows I'm preaching to you? Oh, we'll make sure that, amen, we've got that 401k stuffed, whatever that is. I've read about those. Are you listening? We'll make sure that all is well, but allow our soul. Come on now, are you with me? We'll work hard to make sure we got that college fund to send our kids to some Egyptian idol worshiping place, and we forget about their soul. Amen. And their position with God. Am I preaching to you or not? Are you listening to me? Amen. Supposing. If we're just supposing, we took them to church and supposing they're all right. We're living in a land of make believe. Amen. We need reality. We need to turn back until we find, amen, the Son of God again, fresh in our life. And wake that sentinel of the soul and have him watch for our eternal good. A man should gain the whole world and lose his soul. What's it profit? I had a family come into my church one time. I think they had 6 kids. They left one of them one night. I was closing up the church. And I just noticed a little kid under a pew and everybody gone. I thought, well, I got me another kid. Boy, here they came. Sliding sideways in the parking lot. Hadn't been gone 10 minutes. Got home, got all the kids and counted them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's do this again. 1, 2. Whoops. Hups. James is missing. Here they come. Into the parking lot. They knew right where he was at. Here they run out. I just laughed. Wonder how Mary reacted when she finally found Jesus. You know where he was? Right where they left him, I guess. I remember them good old days. Hey, you need to turn back.
and find that experience that kept you happy, that kept you sanctified, huh? That kept you going to church. You know, I don't know. Have y'all ever heard of this? This is strange to me. I've heard of people missing church to mow the yard. Can you believe that? Now, go fishing, I could take a little better. But to mow grass? That's sacrilegious, isn't it? Huh? I just can't believe that. I've been going to church since 75. 1975. Huh? I missed two Sundays. So I know things come up. Two times in 38 years. I give people two times in 38 years. No big deal. If they get over that, I'll just preach it the daylights out of them. Huh? But you know something? We can go to church till we wear a path out. You can squirm on that pew till you wear the threads out in it. But one of these days you wake up and you say, I'm a long way from home. We need to keep this fire burning going. Am I right or not? I know he was 12 years old, but I just wonder if Mary hugged him. Huh? Do you think he allowed her to hug him? I think he did. I wonder if Joseph. Huh? I remember I had a dream when I was... Isaac is a preacher boy. He's 20-something now. 20... Maybe 28. I don't know. Do you know, Mom? Why don't you find out and let me know? I had a dream. He was just a little boy, 4 or 5 years old. And I dreamed that a big storm came up. And I ran up into this house upon the hill. And I just come in, shaking the water off, to look back down over the city. And I looked around. I realized that Isaac had left him down there in that dark, rainy city. And fear gripped me. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. And I started back out the door to find my little boy in the storm. And he hit me right in my knees. Oh, what relief. I was just dreaming. But such relief washed over me. He's here. His head was wet. He was safe. Oh, listen. If you've allowed the Lord to drift out of your life, it'd be a grand night for you to find Him right at this altar. And you know where you'll find Him? You'll find Him in the temple, at the altar, right where you left Him. Is that right? It's those dangerous suppositions, living in a land of make-believe. I don't want to just be dreaming. Don't leave me, Lord. Don't leave me, Lord. I'm done. Preachers, how many times... How many times has life brought you to the point, Brother Blue, where He was all you had? But He was enough. But if you've got everything else and not Him, you're bankrupt. Huh? I remember praying one time, Brother Roadcap. Did you call me? Hey, excuse me. Y'all still here? Huh? Oh, listen. We need to backtrack, don't we? Are you with me, church? I don't want to lose the Lord out of my life. I need Him. I remember telling the Lord in prayer, Lord, You've all of God. It seemed like I heard Him say, and? What? Well, I'm all You got and... Oh, yeah. Lord, You're all I need. Am I right or not? Oh, yeah. You know what happened to the church at Laodicea, the last church age, and the Asian churches there? So the church of the Laodiceans. They were still having church, but you know who was on the outside knocking on the door? Where's He at in your life? Is He on the outside knocking? I know if He's out there, He's knocking. Well, where is He at in your life? How did He get on the porch? How did the Lord get on the porch? This is His house. Bow your heads. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to bless. Are you in here tonight lost? Be a good time to pray. Some are already praying. Church, you know where your battleground is. Come and find your altar right here. Let's seek the Lord. Let's ask God to come into this camp meeting. And let us make Him the center of attraction in this meeting here. In Jesus' name. Come on.